from the campus of New Hope Christian College, welcome to Words of New Hope.
And he bids higher. Somebody outbids him. Finally, it's like $10,000. This guy's been outbidding him. So he finally gets it for $10,000. And after it's done, he walks up to the auctioneer and he says, "Man, I hope this parrot can talk, because if not, that's a lot of money to be wasting." And the auctioneer said, "Oh, this parrot can talk all right. Who do you think it was that was outbidding you?"
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, president of New Hope Christian College in Eugene, Oregon.
Yesterday, we were listening to a message entitled, "The Power of Words." When we left off, Pastor Wayne was sharing how we need to learn to express genuine appreciation to those around us. Today, he's going to give us some practical advice on how we can learn to stop and think before we speak. That'll be coming up in just a moment. But first, let's join the people of New Hope for a few minutes of worship. Here is Pastor Wayne.
Let's pause and let's put our hearts before the throne of God. I think he deserves our over-the-top worship today. What do you think? Would you welcome the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords? Let's worship him.
Good morning, everyone. Let's put our hands together. I worship the Lord with all our heart this morning. The Lord our Lord.
The Lord our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow down for you. So I'll join with the earth and I'll give my praise to you.
My praise to you. Yes, Lord. Oh, Lord,
oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Majestic is your name in all the earth. Oh Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. The heavens declare your greatness. The oceans cry out to you. The mountains, they bow.
Pastor Wayne with part two of the message, The Power of Words.
The first is, begin to practice genuine appreciation. It will help you more than you'll ever know. And the second is, Dedicate your thoughts to God today. Start with dedicating your thoughts to God. You know, one of the best prayers I've ever prayed is this: Lord, may my thoughts, not actions or even words, may my thoughts please you today. So I try to make sure that all the things I'm thinking would be pleasing to God. You say, well, why don't you say may my actions or words? Because I know if my thoughts please them, everything is going to follow suit. And it's what is in here that's more important to God than what's out here, because God doesn't look on the outer as man looks. God looks on the heart. So I've got to make sure the stuff that's going on in my heart are right, how I'm processing events and perspectives and experiences. How am I processing them? Because I can process them poorly. If I see something going kind of dumb, I can say, well, that's dumb. And what I'll do is, if I have a condescending herb that I put into this processing, a bitter herb, then I'll come to the conclusion as I put it in my heart, well, that guy is dumb. So every time I see him, I go, whoa, you're dumb, aren't you? You're dumb. Well, what you do is you archive this in your heart, and you know what it does? After a while, when people say, hey, what do you think about Elwin? And then, no. What do you... That's joking. What do you think about so-and-so? And you say, oh, well, he's dumb. What do you think about so-and-so? Oh, he's ugly. What do you think about so-and-so? It's because somewhere along the line, you had this premature conclusion. You've archived these things. And what is going to happen is it's going to cause you to be an opinionated person. It's going to come out of your mouth because you've already built this. You know what this is called? Treasure. Good or bad. Treasure. And God is saying, be careful how you process this stuff on the inside, because sooner or later it's going to come out of your mouth. In fact, let's read what it says here and you'll see. Go. The good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth what is good. And the evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, brings forth what is evil. For his mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. Underline that. His mouth speaks from that which fills his heart. You've got to make sure that we're processing things correctly. So if you see someone doing something that you don't like, say, well, that's not my style, but it's all right. At least he's involved doing something. I'm not. Got to hand him that. And see, you process it with different herbs so it sits better. So when people say, well, what do you think about so-and-so? Well, he does things differently than I, but he accomplishes a lot. Oh, okay, that's a lot better than, well, he's dumb. You see, on the inside, you've got to be processing things to make good treasure, because sooner or later, it's going to come out of your mouth. So if you're saying, Lord, would you be pleased with my thoughts today? Then you'll process things differently. Say, how do you get that? Real easy. Write it in your bullet. Real easy. Here it is. How do you get to that point? Think before you speak. Yeah, pretty easy. Think before you speak. Now, be honest with me. How many of us are opposite? We speak before we think. Raise your hand. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we've got to turn that around and think before we speak. You say, well, Wayne, isn't that just a nice, neat platitude that people say? No, it's actually Bible. Let's read the next verse. You'll see. Go. The heart of the righteous ponders how to answer, but the mouth of the wicked pours out evil things. Yeah, yeah. Because the Bible also says in Proverbs 10:19, it says, with the abundance of words, transgression is unavoidable. In other words, you have problems because you got diarrhea of the mouth. Yeah, when you pour out words, it'll run you aground. And you have to be careful. That's why you have a choice. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. One man said to me, Wayne, you'll either be ruled by the rudder on the inside. You'll either be ruled by the rudder or you'll be ruled by the rocks. It's your choice. So you choose wisely, because just abundance of words, the Bible says, makes transgression unavoidable. Story is told about this Portuguese guy that went to an auction. And the favorite popular, most popular item to be auctioned off was a parrot that spoke and conversed with you. Not just talk, it conversed with you. So this guy goes, dude, I'm going to get that thing. So the bidding starts. It starts like at $1,000. Whoa, so okay, he bids it. And then somebody outbids him. And he bids higher. Somebody outbids him. He's looking, who is that? And he bids it up. Finally, it's like $10,000. This guy's been outbidding him. So he finally gets it for $10,000. And after it's done, he walks up to the auctioneer and he says, man, I hope this parrot can talk, because if not, that's a lot of money to be wasting. And the auctioneer said, oh, this parrot can talk all right. Who do you think it was that was outbidding you? Words. If words are cheap, it'll work against you. It will cost you more than you'll ever want to pay. Words. Understand the power of words. Well, we want to tame the tongue. So we want to make sure that we practice expressing appreciation. And we also say, Lord, be pleased with my thoughts today. And here's the third way. Commit to make wrong things right. Commit to make wrong things right. Because some people say, okay, well, if I make mistakes with my tongue, zip, zip, I'm not going to talk anymore. Zip, nope, nope, I'm just going to be quiet. I'm going to go to meetings, I'm not going to say anything. You know, there's some people's goal in life to not make any mistakes. That won't work. Because you know what will happen? If that's your goal in life, first of all, to just not make any mistakes, you'll also not make any contribution to anything either. Secondly, you know what role you'll take on? You'll find that you're starting to become the policeman and the watchdog for everybody else's mistakes. You go, well, there's an idiot. There's another idiot. He should have kept his mouth shut like me. And then nobody talks, so you get nothing done. It's nuts. I told you the funny story of the man that was getting in a fight with his wife. So his wife said, well, that's it then. You know, I'm not going to say anything. Good, he said. Don't say anything. She said, okay, I won't say anything. Zip. He said, good. And I'm not saying anything to you either. Zip. Yep, I'm not talking to you anymore. She said, okay, don't talk. Nope, I'm not. Shut up, she said. Don't talk. I said, zip. Well, they didn't talk to each other for like 3 or 4 days. And when they'd say, zip. Well, finally, he was going to go to bed and he remembers, oh, I got to catch the plane in the morning, 7 o'clock flight. So he says, I'm going to tell my wife, wake me up, because she gets up early in the morning and goes to work. He said, they're still mad at each other. So he writes a note on the bathroom counter, wake me up at 5 o'clock. And he leaves it there. He goes to bed. His wife goes to bed, and the next morning, ooh, he gets up. It's 8 o'clock in the morning, and his wife has gone to work. Oh, he's mad. Oh, I told her. And he gets so upset, and he's, where is that woman? And he walks in the bathroom, and she left him a note. It's 5 o'clock. Get up. It doesn't work. Just zip. And the Bible says that too. Let's read Psalm 39. Go. I said, I will guard my ways that I may not sin with my tongue. I will guard my mouth. I was mute and silent. What was the response? I refrained even from good, and my sorrow grew worse. You know what that scripture is saying? You will make mistakes, but don't leave them as mistakes. Correct them. Otherwise, words will go out with barbs and we'll leave them, and they're wounding people and we don't even know it. If you make a mistake, real simple, God says, just make it right. Let's read this next one. You'll see. Go. If you have been snared with the words of your mouth, or if you've been caught with the words of your mouth, do this then, my son, and deliver yourself. Go, humble yourself, importune your neighbor. Deliver yourself like a gazelle from the hunter's hand and like a bird from the hand of the fowler. God is saying, when you make mistakes, don't go to sleep. Go get it right. Just get it right. My wife is so much better at this than I am, to make things right. I mean, she's just real sensitive, and she always makes things right in our household. So grateful for her. And she was going to be talking to a friend. She said, this girl called from California. We hadn't seen each other since high school. And she found our number, I guess, over the internet. And she's calling today. And I said, oh, cool. She said, the only thing is, I have one regret. I said, what? She said, well, she was my best friend in church and in church camp. But at church camp, I yelled at her one time because she used to always take my stuff without asking. And one evening I came into the cabin and she had all my curlers in her hair. So I said, so what'd you do? My wife said, well, I just said, you take that out of your hair right now. Those are my curlers. You haven't asked. And she said to me, well, I've got a dinner thing I'm going to go to. And Anna said, nope, you just take them out of your hair right now. She said, I just felt so bad about that. I've got to get it right with her. I looked at my wife and I thought, good night, curlers. I said, oh, would that be my problem in life with people? And she said, no, no. I said, honey, that was back in like your high school church camp. That was like how many years ago? 34, 50, in the 1800s, I said. She said, I still have to get it right. So she called her and they made it right. And the girl didn't even remember this, you know. And I thought, bless her heart. And I thought, here's the reason. Now, here's the whole message in one portion. Listen very carefully. Why does God want us to understand the power of words and steward them well and understand the usage that one can deliver life and one can deliver death? Why does God want us to steward that so well? You know why? Listen very carefully. Because if you think and if we think words are cheap and we ignore them, you will not be able to hear God's voice when His word speaks to you. There's going to be times when you're going to need life and instruction, deliverance, warning brought to you. But if words have been carelessly used, there is no delivery system in place. And God's words filled with life will never be able to be delivered to your doorstep because you have no access because words are cheap. And we've never stewarded them well in the first place. But God wants to bring His words of life to you. And if you've prepared your heart and your ears because you've stewarded well the words that God has given to you to bring life, deliver life, then when God speaks, you will receive life. Just for you? No. Because you know the power of words, you will now deliver that life to so many others. You understand? That's why it's so important. Let me finish with a story of a friend of mine in Bible college. His name is Mike, and a wonderful, wonderful friend of mine. But at that time, he was a nerd. He was weird. And he'd play the dumbest pranks on people. And he'd have this laugh, you know, real demonic sound. I thought, well, you are weird, dude. Well, one day, these pranks are like this. He'd be drinking through this big straw, you know, of water in this cup. And I'd come by and go, hey, Mike, how you doing? He'd look up like, and he'd go, and he'd blow this water at me. I'd go, what are you doing? Hoo, 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 hoo. Oh, hoo, 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 you. And so I went up and I got a tumbler out of my room. And I had my own little room. You know, I was the resident assistant, which means I had to oversee the dormitory. And I had my own little room and he was right across the hallway. Well, I got a tumbler of water from my room. And I said, hey, Mike, take a look at this. Come in the bathroom. Look at this. And he, whoa, whoa, yeah. And as soon as he came around the corner, I went, goosh, I just doused him. And I took off. So I had to go to the library. So I got some books, and I was downstairs. Now, right above where my car is parked is the bathroom. And so I'm getting my stuff into the car, and it's like raining. And I look up, and this huge barrel of water from a hose, and him up in the bathroom just putting water on me like this fire hose. Just douse me with water. So I run up there, and we start wrestling in the bathroom, and I get that tumbler that I had, and I scoop water out of the toilet, and I'm just dumping it. And then I run down into my room, and I lock my door. And I'm laughing, I don't teach him. And then after a little while, I hear this laughing on the other side of the door. Ooh, 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 ooh. So I walk up to the door and I put my ear against the door. Ooh, 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 ooh. I thought, what is he up to? I know he's up to something. And then just then I feel my socks, you know, my feel. Oh, And I look, my rug is getting flooded with water. Water's coming out from under the door. And I open it up, and he's got the hose under the door. He's putting water in my room, flooding my room. So I kick him. You know, I say, knock it off. And you know how when what was started off as funny now turns serious? And we start fighting, poo, poo, poo. And then he gets real upset and he calls me this vulgar name. Now this is Bible college, just swears at me. He swears at me. And I won't tell you what he said, so forget it. So, but he swears at me. I said, well, that's what you're made of, you know? And then I slammed the door. And then it takes me just a long time to clean all of this stuff up. And I thought, what a turkey, that guy. Well, that night, I'm just about ready to fall asleep, and it's late. It's like 12:30. I'm ready to fall asleep. And then I hear this on my door. Wayne. That's Mike. Oh, what do you want? He said, I need to talk to you. I said, you don't need to talk to nobody. Get back to bed. He said, Wayne. He kept saying, you know. I said, Mike, get to bed. I'm trying to sleep. He said, I tried to too, but I can't. I said, what? I can't sleep. I said, why?
God won't let me.
I said, good for you. I said, why won't he let you sleep?
I said, because of what I said to you. And God said, I won't be able to go to sleep until I ask for forgiveness because what I said was wrong. Those were wrong words, and those were rude words. And God said, to make it right, I can't go to sleep until I get it right. Will you forgive me? I said, yes, I forgive you. Now get back to sleep.
Thank you.
And then he left. And then this is exactly what I did. I was turned over like this talking to him, and my face was against the wall. And then I pulled my sheets over like this. And I said, God, why doesn't he just roll over and go to sleep? And the Lord spoke to my heart and he said, that's what you do whenever I speak to you, isn't it? You just roll over and go to sleep. At least he gets up and does something with the words that I speak to him. Because that's what will change his life when he recognizes words that contain warning and life and instruction. You just go back to sleep. And oh boy, Lord. And then I received, listen, I received the worst reprimand I've ever received in my life. God spoke this to me and he said, you need to be more like Mike.
No! No!
But I know what he was saying, you know, but it was like a defining moment in my life. And I thought, you know, the reason why we need to understand the power of words so much is so that when God speaks, we understand. We can catch the power. We understand his life. We understand its warning. And we know what to do. But if words are cheap and we ignore the use of words, when he speaks, we'll roll over and go back to sleep. And our lives will never be changed. I want us to be a people that God not only speaks to, but through us, speaks through and delivers life to others. There's some of you that may need to make things right through an email, through a phone call, or whatever it might be. But let's prepare our hearts so that when God speaks, we can say, Lord, speak. Your servants are listening. Amen. May it be so. May it be so. May it be so. Let's stand together as we conclude. Thanks, Bertie. But let's bow our heads as we pray. Thanks, Lord, for a wonderful day. Thank you so much for helping us to understand the power of words. As you said, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Help us, Lord, to pick the right words to use and sprinkle them with herbs of goodness and your heart so it delivers your spirit rather than our flesh. And choose words that can deliver life. We all use words, but we get to choose what it will deliver. we choose life. Thank you for that. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God with a clap offering. Would you just tell him thanks, Lord?
Just heard the conclusion of a message entitled The Power of Words by Pastor Wayne Cordero of New Hope Christian Fellowship in Honolulu. Thank you for listening to Words of New Hope. Until next time, for Pastor Wayne Cordero, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.